Welcome to episode 108 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Evolutionary approaches, genetic algorithms, and neural networks are not the only ways people have tried to produce an artificial intelligence. One of the early successful approaches were expert systems. Expert systems were introduced in the 1970s. They came out of a programming project that was run by Edward Feigenbaum at Stanford. The intent was to use computers to automate things that take human experts. Things like design, engineering, medicine, and finance. An expert system consists of two parts. There's the knowledge base and the inference engine. The knowledge base is built up by rule-based programming. We could program the following rules into our knowledge base. Man is not woman. Woman is not man. Man is human. Woman is human. Human is mortal. The inference engine would then look at those rules and deduce further rules. With the rule set it has been given, it can tell us, for example, that man is mortal and woman is mortal, because man is human, woman is human, and human is mortal. Expert systems could be queried in either direction. You could give it a rule and it would deduce further rules, or you could ask it a question and it would see whether or not that proposed rule was true. We could tell our system, Socrates is a man. It could then rather simply deduce that Socrates is human. Socrates is a man. A man is human. Therefore, Socrates is human. In the other direction, we could ask, is Socrates mortal? Socrates is a man. A man is human. A human is mortal. Yes, Socrates is mortal. Or we could ask it, is Socrates a woman? Socrates is a man. A man is not a woman. Socrates is not a woman. Expert systems showed a lot of early promise, but there were a few problems with the approach. The inference engine could very easily draw a ridiculous conclusion. You could tell the knowledge base that poles are tall and poles are made of wood. Later, it might see that a tree is tall and that a tree is made of wood, and conclude trees are poles. You can fix this problem by saying that a tree is alive and a pole is not alive. Then when the inference engine looked at a tree, it would see that a tree is alive. A pole is not alive. Therefore, a tree is not a pole. There was one project where the inference engine concluded that all people are experts in their field. It did this because all of its data set had come from people who were experts in their field. People who are experts in their field are often rather busy. Their time is valuable, valued by a whole lot of other people. They don't necessarily want to sit down for hours typing on a computer with some finicky statement language. Don't even necessarily want to sit there while someone else does that. In addition, occasionally, expert systems outperformed humans. There's not a lot of motivation to sit down and help design something that might put you out of a job. Because expert systems required humans to sit down and encode the knowledge, there was a limit to what they could deduce. Expert systems were just one application of the general category of rule-based systems, knowledge bases, and inference engines. Though they died out in the late 90s, the work hasn't stopped. In fact, there's a lot of interest in ways to get computers to gain knowledge by themselves, using things like evolutionary approaches, genetic algorithms, and neural networks. I'll see you next time.